Salam salam, entei nachu. Welcome back to a new season of Bereka Buna. The podcast series has received a healthy amount of interest and growing support, so I'm thrilled to say that we'll be continuing to develop new material and invest further in making free Amharic language resources accessible to all. If you've enjoyed the podcast so far, please subscribe so you never miss an episode, and share with everyone you know in search of Amharic resources. For more information, you can always visit us at berekabuna.org. And with that, let's jump right into our topic for this episode, adjectives. English is a language rife with adjectives and synonyms of adjectives that make the language flexible when describing anything. A good apple might be crisp, tangy, succulent, or simply juicy. You might say a painting is beautiful, gorgeous, riveting, or stunning. Adjectives in Amharic, as in English, are used as descriptors. They modify, embellish, specify, or otherwise qualify a noun. In Amharic, though, unlike in English, adjectives are fewer and far between. The emphasis and dynamicism of the language is often expressed more through sound, expression, or even verb. Still, it's important to know how adjectives are used and how to modify them to fit any given circumstance. Because, you guessed it, adjectives in Amharic also vary depending on their function. Briefly, before we dive into the grammatical rules around the use of adjectives, let's first learn some of the commonly used adjectives that we'll draw on later in the episode, and which will come in handy for your daily Amharic conversations.
Simple adjectives. Adis, new. Aroge, old. Tolo, quick. Kas, slow. Teru, good or nice. Kalal, easy. Kabad, heavy. Matfo, bad or ugly. Ruk, far. Kerb, close. Aschagari, difficult. Tanish, small. Tilik, large. Rikash, cheap. Wit, dear or expensive. Muk, hot. Kaskaza, bird, cold.
Many adjectives are also derived from nouns. Listen to the following list of adjectives and the nouns they are derived from to understand the pattern.
Eunetenya, true. From eunet, truths. Wishetenya, untrue. From wishet, lie. Fitenya, first, foremost, front. From feet, face or front. Hualenya, last, latter, rear. From huala, behind or back. Hailenya, strong, powerful. From hail, power or might. Tenenya, healthy. From tena, health. Adegenya, dangerous. From adega, danger. Kaldenya, funny, witty. From kald, joke. Edilenya, fortunate or lucky. From edil, fortune or luck. Tachenya, lower. From touch, below. Lainya, upper. From lie, above, top.
A similar pattern is used to modify numbers into numerals to say, for instance, first, second, third, 53rd, or even to delineate fractions.
Andenya, first. Huletenya, second. Sostenya, third. Asirenya, 10th. Hayenya, 20th. Hamsanya, 50th. Silsa sabatenya, 67th. Zetana andenya, 91st. And sostenya, 1/3. Hulet distenya, 2/6.
Adjectives can also be extrapolated from verbs. There's not a hard and fast rule for how these are derived, but listen to the following examples to hear the pattern.
Lefelefe, he babbled. Leflafa, talkative. Tenekare, he grew strong. Tenkara, strong. Kazakaze, agree cold. Kazgaza, cold. Ferra, he feared. Ferry, fearful. Dekame, he grew tired. Dekama, tiring.
Great. Now that we've gone through some examples of common adjectives, let's learn how to use them in a sentence. As in English, Amharic adjectives usually come before the noun they describe. For example, mukuha, hot water. When you want to specify the noun further, you'd use a definite article. In English, the or a. In Amharic, this definite article is applied to the adjective that precedes the noun it modifies. For example, net libs is simply white clothes, but the white clothes would be nechu libs. If more than one adjective is used, the first one takes the definite article, adisu nech libs, the new white clothes. Sometimes a further modifier, the addition of a n, will be added onto the adjective. The grammatical rule behind this is slightly difficult to explain, but overall it has to do with when an object is being acted directly upon. The house is beautiful would simply be beitu konjono. I bought the house would be beitun gezau. In the first sentence, beitu konjono, no one is doing the action. The house is simply beautiful of its own accord. In the second example, beitun gezau, however, the action is being done upon the house, so the additional object modifier is applied. When including adjectives, the additional object modifier, as with the definite article, is often added to the first adjective. For example, adisun nech libs seteng evake. Please give me the new white clothes. Or adisun nech libs leveshi. Wear the new white clothes. When adding the possessive, this suffix is attached to the noun rather than the adjective. When this occurs, the additional n suffix is often added to the noun also. Tendishun beitin ishetallo. I will sell my little house. Koshashaun surihin aulik. Take off your dirty trousers. When the noun is plural, the adjective sometimes takes on the plural modifier, particularly when it carries the definite article. Often, though, the adjective can remain singular while the noun is plural. Kechinochu ersasoch, the thin pencils. Wushochu ferioch nacho, the dogs are timid. One additional way in which the plural is denoted in the adjective is by doubling the adjective.
Rajin, rajachin, tall or long. Tillik, tillilik, large. Tinnish, tinnish, small. Kachin, kachachin, thin. Wafram, wafafram, fat. Innesu rajajimuch nacho. Innesu rajajimuch nacho. They are tall. Innezihin tinnish sinioch, awadalo. እነዚህን ትንንሽ ስኒዎች እወዳለሁ. I love these small mugs.
When a noun is implied, an adjective can be used alone in the place of the implied noun.
አንደኛውን እፈልጋለሁ. አንደኛውን እፈልጋለሁ. I want the best one. ወፋፍራሞቹን ስጭኝ. ወፋፍራሞቹን ስጭኝ. Give me the large or fat ones.
Excellent. Now that we've gone over these rules, let's drill them with practice activities. Remember, you can always pause the audio and or open up the transcript for more support. Activity 1. List the Amharic adjective from the English given. Far.
Ruk.
Heavy.
Kabad.
Dry.
Derek.
Wet.
Irtab.
11th.
Asra andinya.
Strong.
Ankara.
Bad.
Medfo.
Cloudy.
Demenama.
Sunny.
Sahayama.
Activity 2. Translate the following sentences into English.
ልጆችህ ስንተኛ ክፍል ናቸው? አንዱ አንደኛ ክፍል ነው። ሌላኛዋ ሶስተኛ ክፍል ናት። ልጆችህ ስንተኛ ክፍል ናቸው? አንዱ አንደኛ ክፍል ነው። ሌላኛዋ ሶስተኛ ክፍል ናት።
What grade are your children in? One is in first grade, the other is in third grade.
ቀዩ ቀሚስ የማን ነው? ቀሚሱ የሷ ነው። ቀዩ ቀሚስ የማን ነው? ቀሚሱ የሷ ነው።
Whose is the red dress? The dress is hers.
አንቺ በጣም አስቂኝ ታሪኮች ትናገሪያለሽ። አንቺ በጣም አስቂኝ ታሪኮች ትናገሪያለሽ።
You, female, tell very funny stories.
ምን ያህል ዱቄት ትፈልጋለህ? አንድ አራተኛ ኪሎ ስጠኝ እባክህ። ምን ያህል ዱቄት ትፈልጋለህ? አንድ አራተኛ ኪሎ ስጠኝ እባክህ።
How much flour do you, male, want? Please give me 1/4 of a kilo.
ማንበብ ስጨርስ ጥሩ መጽሐፎችን እሰጥሃለሁ። ማንበብ ስጨርስ ጥሩ መጽሐፎችን እሰጥሃለሁ።
When I finish reading, I'll give you, male, my good books.
ያ ትንሽ ጥቁር ነገር እየቀረበ ነው። ያ ትንሽ ጥቁር ነገር እየቀረበ ነው።
That small black thing is coming closer.
ሙቅ ውሃ ወይስ ቀዝቃዛ ላምጣልሽ? ሙቅ ውሃ ወይስ ቀዝቃዛ ላምጣልሽ?
Shall I bring you hot water or cold?
ትኩስ እንጀራ ብቻ ትገዛለች። ትኩስ እንጀራ ብቻ ትገዛለች።
She only buys warm injera.
ምን አይነት ማንጎ ልስጥሽ? ትልልቆቹን ስጭኝ ባክሽ። ምን አይነት ማንጎ ልስጥሽ? ትልልቆቹን ስጭኝ ባክሽ።
Which kind of mangoes shall I give you? Give me the big ones, please.
ትላንትና 3 ከባድ ሳጥኖች ለረጅም ጊዜ ተሸከምኩ። ስለዚህ ዛሬ ጀርባዬን አሞኛል። ትላንትና 3 ከባድ ሳጥኖች ለረጅም ጊዜ ተሸከምኩ። ስለዚህ ዛሬ ጀርባዬን አሞኛል።
Yesterday I carried 3 heavy boxes for a long time, so today my back is hurting. I'll leave you with a few additional recommended activities that you can practice on your own. First, make a list of 5 adjectives not included in this episode. Second, create a sentence using each adjective. Third, create a second sentence for each adjective, varying the use of singular, plural, articles, and/or the possessive. And that's all for today. Thanks for joining us, and until next time. Goodbye.